Kai for allowing us to DJ, take over his time slot this 1 week. Tune in next Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. for Richmond Soul Stew. Thanks again to DJ Mordecai for allowing us to expand from 7 to midnight, 5 hours of Brian Harvey music.
And you can hear DJ Mordecai not just on the airwaves here at 90.1 FM, but on the web where WDCE is streaming.
As we speak, WDCE.org. We're streaming across the wide world.
I remember when we first started doing that, my cousin would call me from Alaska. That's how I knew it was working, yeah. I kept asking him if he was hanging out with Jewel that night, and he goes, no, but Jewel's cousin just threw up in my wife's car. But you see, real life is better than stuff you can make up.
Jewel's cousin
threw up in his wife's car.
Alaskan cannery fishing winch.
I think it was just too much beer and too much Northern Lights at one time.
You can also send us an instant message up here at WDCE. Our screen name is WDCE Request. We've got a couple of people sending us messages, so feel free to participate as well. Also, phone calls, 289-UR90. That's area code 804-289-8790.
Yeah, but one of the requests is Fontaine. They're asking what you're wearing.
No, they're not. He's just kidding.
Speaking of time slots here at the station, just want to do a quick mention that my show, the Loblolly Pine Show, has moved from Thursday mornings from 9 to noon to Saturday afternoons 1 to 3. So I will be on tomorrow after getting a good night's sleep. I went to the Yola show last night, got no sleep. So I'm up, thanks to all the support I'm getting from these guys, because my tongue has been about as big as a wad of cotton balls tonight. But my show will be tomorrow from 1 to 3, and we'll continue on Saturday afternoons from 1 to 3. As long as God willing and the creeks don't rise.
Todd has been doing a show here for many, many years as well. He's been giving us props, so I want to give Todd props. He's been doing an excellent show for many, many years. Thank you, Todd.
And, of course, we thank Fontaine for bringing all the people that we have here tonight. We're waiting on the long-awaited arrival of Mr. Armistead Welford.
Armistead Welford has been spotted in a Volvo on the Huguenot Bridge.
Now, you have to remember, but it was really cool on Christmas Eve when they said, you used to get the... Well, Santa Claus has just left Taiwan and looks like he's going. And there's Armistead Wilford. Follow him behind in a lovely green Toyota.
Speaking of Armistead, his lovely wife, Carter Carpen, is one of the founders of NotWithTheseHands.org, another organization that we're trying to get the word out about up here. This is an odd charity in that they are not asking for a penny of your money. They're just asking for you to submit in an artistic fashion some sort of idea or a poem, a song. It can be anything. You can go to their website, NotWithTheseHands.org, and learn what they're all about. But they want you to help commit to make Richmond a more nonviolent community.
And can we say how much we've liked the head that Kobe's dog has been really entertaining up here tonight? No, sir, what is your dog's name?
Dr. Gray.
Dr. Gray? Excellent. Well, I think my wife loves your dog. And I want to say to my wife, drive safely home, beer, right, darling. Well, we love you.
I just want to mention quickly also, notwiththesehands.org. If you go to the website, there's all sorts of resources on there and links to all sorts of organizations. It's a very good website. Do check it out.
All right. Well, it's time to get back to the music. We'll be back with more Brian Harvey here on the Brian Harvey Tribute here, WDC 90.1 FM, the voice, as ever, of U of R.
Brian Harvey gave us a world of innovative music and technology. His wife, Catherine, gave us a world of mirth. Their two children shared joy with everyone they knew. In memory of this loving Richmond family, their friends and relatives have established the Brian and Catherine Harvey Family Memorial Endowment at the Community Foundation, with all contributions benefiting music, visual art, and performing arts in the Richmond community. You have the power to turn tragedy into triumph. Call 330-7400 or go to tcfrichmond.org.
Jawbone cracks, some poor dead beast out in the sun right now. Goodbye to this old town.
And now from CNN, the latest Armistead-Wilford sightings. Armistead-Wilford was recently reported driving down the N.B. Davis Parkway headed toward 288 in a red Buick. However, police are totally befuddled as he seems to have disappeared into a van marked Krispy Kreme. More on these reports as they occur.
Play, little CD player, play.
I have a vision.
I have a vision of nonviolence.
I have a vision of love.
What is your vision for nonviolence in our community?
Help create a pledge of nonviolence for Greater Richmond. Send in your vision by Friday, April 20th.
You can sing it,
build it,
paint it,
film it,
however you want to do it.
Send it by mail to notwiththesehands.org, P.O. Box 12226, Richmond, Virginia 23220. Or do it online,
www.notwiththesehands.org. Create a vision of nonviolence.
It's your community, so make it your pledge.
You're listening to the Brian Harvey Tribute here on WDCE Richmond 90.1 FM. This is the Lone Ranger, and according to my recent wanted posters, I'm worth $10,000, dead or alive. Okay, we're doing the Brian Harvey Tribute. In that set, we heard House of Freaks, a couple of House of Freaks songs there. We heard When the Hammer Came Down from Tantilla, This Old Town from All My Friends, Honor Among Lovers, and that was from Cakewalk, I believe. And the Dads, Radio 101 from the self-titled Dads. You were going to say?
Didn't have much of a segue into that other than I wanted to let everybody know, this is an abrupt change of topic here, but wanted to let everybody know this Sunday night at the Legend Anniversary 13th Anniversary Party, so you know this one's going to be a little creepy, 13th, we've got the Kashmir Jungle Lords are playing with Rilo, and Rilo are a rockabilly band out of Norfolk. But if we all know and dearly love the Kashmir Jungle Lords, who are a Richmond institution, and they are playing the Legend Anniversary 13th Anniversary Party this Sunday. So I wanted to make sure everyone got wind of that.
Well, it's good to hear that they're a Richmond institution. They recently let them out of Bellevue just for this show, I believe.
That's right.
Gosh, that goes back. I've had Kashmir Jungle Lord records, for 20 years up here?
Do you have the new one, Bloodstone Follies?
No, I don't. Tell me about it.
It's very good. Well, it's right over there in the local section here at the station playlist, but there's some older songs in there they've re-recorded. They had a CD release party back in November at Alley Cats, and I don't believe Brian ever played with Kashmir Jungle Lords per se, but Granite Pool Buddies as well. I mean, it just goes deep. But the Kashmir Jungle Lords are one of the most fun surfabilly, retro-sounding American standard songbook type bands here in Richmond. They're a Richmond treasure.
Let me see what year this one is. I happen to pull in some of my old local records just to Fontaine's purpose here. It doesn't have a date, but this has got to be like 84, 80. No, here it is, 1986. I was right.
And that's the
The 45 of My Brother Humphrey.
Right, the My Brother. And Billy Goat's Butt is the backside with, I'm not very good with Spanish, but Como Se Dice Amor?
Prairie Como Bop.
Oh, okay. Prairie Como. Okay, there you go. And recently, they're getting ready to remaster is probably too kind a word, but Uji Uji Night Night, I believe is how you pronounce it, is getting ready to come out again on CD. So,
the Planetary, or who's putting that out?
I think just their own label.
Those were good records. They're good records, and I would love to hear them again on disc.
We might have an Armistead sighting.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that'd be great.
It's just Kobe.
Oh, just Kobe and the dog again. I'm sorry.
Well, hey, let's get back to the music, shall we?
Okay, and we had a request for Gutterball, so here we go with Mickey's Big Mouth.
Thank you.
himself. Stinking of the things he had found from the night before. Kind of a dirt filth and a stench from the Mickey's Big Mouth liquor that he was washed up inside. And they placed the policeman on the story of the whole thing, but it was much too late. They said, it was a ruled down accent. I just can't seem to find my way. I just can't seem to find my way. Now this was more like the story they wanted to tell. They wrapped it up in a, what, dossier? The kind of things they came up with. And by 3 a.m., well, by 3 a.m. they had wrapped up the whole thing, 'cause it wasn't worth the time or the effort or the lack of sleep. And they figured in the morning they might have it together. And then the morning came. I just can't seem to find my way. The moral of the story, like there has to be any moral to any story or and the moral of the story is drive safely tonight for once in your life, man. Maybe you should learn.
I hang on it. I climb its edges. another mountain to reach. Still holding on with every power I possess. Oh, I will not be denied. Not this time should all my hopes go fading with the sun. Too many clouds in my eyes, tears from the sky. I have waited, I have desire. Another river runs dry. I'll find the one that goes crashing to the sea. Oh, I will not be denied. Not this time. What happens to the lost along the way? So many clouds in my eyes, tears from the sky, tears from the sky. What you've left us, a cowboy with a smoking gun, a horse and his companion, riding alone into the setting sun. A million hearts, a million minds have lived and died in 40 years. Rid yourself and for your memories, and be thankful. Let the flag never fall. Blowing on the bugle, out of the desert into these hallowed halls. A million hearts, a million minds have lived and died in 40 years. Rid yourself and for your memories, and be thankful we've had 40 years. Under the volcano, we steam and dream all in vain. Two-legged creatures taking a ride on a midnight train. A million hearts, a million minds have lived and died in 40 years. Rid yourself and for your memories, and be thankful. Ringing bells for freedom, be ringing our hands today. Will anyone remember all of the faces that have passed this way? A million hearts, a million minds have lived and died.
Brian Harvey gave us a world of innovative music and technology. His wife, Catherine, gave us a world of mirth.
Their two children shared joy with everyone they knew. In memory of this loving Richmond family, their friends and relatives have established the Brian and Catherine Harvey Family Memorial Endowment at the Community Foundation, with all contributions benefiting music, visual art, and performing arts in the Richmond community. You have the power to turn tragedy into triumph. Call 330-7400 or go to tcfrichmond.org.
Hey, I just wanted to break in after that last song. We heard House of Freaks 40 Years, and for those who didn't know, Gilmore Girls had an episode. You know, the WB now is what, the CW. They had an episode last year where they had a musician play part of that song, 40 Years, just sort of in honor of Brian's passing and just their love of the band House of Freaks. And it was performed by their troubadour character on Gilmore Girls, which was portrayed by Grant Lee Phillips from the band Grant Lee Buffalo. So I didn't realize it was coming, and I was watching Gilmore Girls, and all of a sudden that came on. I was just like, oh, my God, I know that song. That's House of Freaks. And it just kind of, well, freaked me out, but it was in a good way. I understand other people who knew it was coming didn't really prefer the version, but I thought it was really cool that they you know, gave that nod to Brian and House of Freaks. I thought it was really nice. Okay, so we have entertainment of all variety up here. Mike, what else did we hear before?
Well, we heard the song that I did when I was in the Gilmore Girls, which is Don't Hit Your Mama with a Big Stick, because it always makes me cry.
And what was... The Tiptoe to the Tulips guy, what was that guy?
Tiny Tim.
He had the thing about don't hit your grandma over the head with a shovel, it leaves a bad impression on her mind.
Yeah, that's right.
Ba-dum-tsh-tung.
Isn't she wonderful, folks? She'll be back later in the show. Let's have a big hand for Fontaine.
Tip your waitress. Right. Tip your bartender. Mm-hmm.
We heard the Dads before that, Tears from the Sky, and that was not on any of their records, but that was done apparently in a number of their live shows. That was a live recording. That's on the Brian Harvey tribute CD. By the way, we let you know there's still copies of this available at Plan 9, and cool. It's excellent CD. It really does.
100% of the proceeds go to the endowment?
Yeah. 100% of the proceeds go to the Brian and Kathy Harvey Foundation. So that's, I mean, if nothing, I mean, you're really putting money to a good cause, aside from the fact getting one of the best CDs that'll be in your collection.
And when you ask for it, it's called Brian Harvey Remember Well, 1956 to 2006, and Plan 9 Records has it.
And we do want to, this is Kobe speaking here, we do want to thank Gary Stewart, it was his idea to put this record out, and he did a whole lot of work on it, and Stephen McCarthy as well. And we want to thank both of those guys, and especially Gary, for putting out that record.
He's the Rhino Records rep guy.
He is the Rhino Records guy, and he says that he didn't really sign them, and he said, "Wait a minute, I've seen the House of Freaks; they're wonderful, but where's the bass player?" And he still kicks himself to this day, supposedly, because he thought that they needed a bass player. Then he later found out that, no, they didn't need a bass player. So anyway, thank you, Gary, very, very much.
Yes, as a fan, I'm so appreciative that CD came out. So, Mike, did you want to talk some more? Do you want the headphones back?
No, that's okay. We also heard in that by request Gutterball from Mickey's Big Mouth. And, well, again, we were just going to talk again. If you want to find out more about the Brian and Catherine Harvey Foundation, go to the web at www.tcfrichmond.org, and you will find pretty much everything that you need to know. If not, you'll find a phone number there. It'll tell you anything else that you need to know. So definitely consider making a donation to the foundation, and definitely dropping my Plan 9 at your earliest convenience and picking up one of the best CDs that's been out in a long time here in Richmond.
Hey, Kobe, can I ask you another little story? Is he went out? Well, Armstead, I think you were there too. They
we need to bring on Armstead. Yeah, Wilford. He's finally
Armstead.
Here. Come over.
The Buick arrived. Thank you, Buick, for transporting our friend across the river.
I apologize.
Well, or anyway, it's hi.
Good
relax.
To see you.
We played Mickey's Big Mouth, and I believe last January, that very first Cafe Diem Sunday night gig after the horribleness of the previous week, there was a whole bunch of people that gathered. Steve Wynn was there. It wasn't really, I don't think, I mean, it couldn't have been in any way a normal Piedmont Surprise gig. There were a lot of special people. And I believe you guys, I don't know if you were up that on that particular song, but did that song, Mickey's Big Mouth. That seemed like maybe it was more of a Gutterball kind of a set that night.
Yeah, I blow bass on that one. Doesn't that come from a Muppets movie? Where did that recording come from of Mickey's Big Mouth? That wasn't on the album, was it?
That was on the Weasel CD.
That was from Weasel?
Uh-huh, right?
Yes, it was.
That's the old Sound of Music over, you know, near
recording
the,
studio.
Yeah, near
John
the
Moran.
Mel- right.
Those guys.
But I thought that was a live recording because of all the mistakes I was making. But it seemed like every recording over there had that going for it, and it's fun to listen to for that reason.
But that night, I'm going to try to be serious again in spite of, you know, my better logic here.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. It's cool. But that night, do you remember what I'm talking about? That very first Sunday, it was the night after the Bird Theater Memorial for Brian and Catherine and Ruby and Stella, and a lot of people came out to Cafe Diem. It was the regularly scheduled Johnny Hot and Piedmont Surprise gig, but it was a lot of people that, you know, been through the whole emotional week, and it was almost, it seemed like that Sunday, and it was kind of a release, you know, some music, it was a release.
Oh my God, it was a real release. You should have seen Johnny. It was like riding on a freight train, and everybody was letting it out, and you could really, we were all really missing Brian, too,
right.
And Stephen was taking on two guitar jobs.
Yeah.
And you could see it in his face. He was really going for it for that reason. Of course, since he's the brother from another mother and knows Brian for so long, they know how each other thinks. So.
Yeah.
He was like Stanley Jordan that night, playing rhythm and lead.
Wow.
Just kidding. But yeah, it was really emotional, incredibly emotional, and it was so nice to let it out. But God, it was just heart wrenching as well because, you know, you always expect to turn around and there they are.
Well,
but through music, it's the way we kind of keep him around. It's like. He was with us, if that makes any sense.
Right. One of you guys, was it you, Kevin, maybe said that there's recordings that you hear him, that stuff that's happened since, that you hear his presence on the recordings.
Energy Crisis, I guess I have to let this secret out now. We are recording at an undisclosed location. And it's funny, and we do hear him. We do hear him on what we're doing is just sort of throwing down sketches in the studio, and we're not planning anything. We're just coming up with a riff and then just improvising lyrics and melodies and stuff. And we have kind of heard his voice in there. And of course, I try to be pragmatic and realistic and say, well, it's just because we sang with him for so long and we know his textures, and you know, it's just this melding of textures. Oh, that's just the dog getting into the broccoli. He's crazy for broccoli. But anyway, so we do hear him, but we think it's just because we'd sung so much together between me and Steven and Armstead and Kevin. We've all sung with him so much that somehow we're just duplicating his texture and we know what type of harmonies he would do. But then again, maybe somehow he is singing along with us. Go ahead, Army.
But don't you hear his resonance? And I don't know where it comes from. And
I don't know. We don't know. We don't know. And I do have to say that throughout this long, really rough passage we've been in, and are we still in it? Now I had something I was going to say, and what was it? Oh, well, there's a mystical element to all this somehow. Very strong mystical element, and I think that's due to Kathy and Brian. Very strong personalities, and. Somehow there's something very mystical. Things keep happening, and I won't go into it now, but a lot of very comforting and beautiful things keep happening, and we do really feel that they are with us somehow. And of course nobody knows, and everyone's always tried to find out, but nobody knows how it all works. But somehow we get the feeling that they are really, really still with us in some very beautiful way.
I think beautiful is the right word for that kind of thing.
Well, everybody I know and love here, I really met through Brian, or through somebody who I met through Brian. And so it gives me comfort to still play music with you.
Oh, yeah. You got to find the comfort where you can. And it seems that the music is what is the most healing thing. It's just making the good vibration. And it's something about singing and getting everybody together to sing. And it's just a very healing force, and we're very thankful and grateful that we still get to continue and continue raising the joyful noise, as they have said.
And on a slightly less serious note, Energy yeah. Crisis does do a really kick-ass gig, so go check them out. When are you guys playing next, by the way?
Richmond is so venue poor at the moment. We're waiting for a place with a little bit of class and a nice big dance floor. I'm not cutting down any of the clubs that we do play, but we do need a real dance floor.
People definitely get up and dance.
Yes, they do, and we make sure that they do. And we do need a little bit larger place, because we do have a good amount of people who come to see us. We need a little bit bigger place, and so we're hoping and praying that this type of place will show up soon. Where do
you want to go? What, like the Coliseum?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, they're queuing up a song right now. I'm sorry.
We got some Energy Crisis. We thought Todd thought would be an excellent idea at this point. So, great idea.
Shall we?
Let's.
Brian Harvey gave us a world of innovative music and technology. His wife, Catherine, gave us a world of mirth. Their two children shared joy with everyone they knew. In memory of this loving Richmond family, their friends and relatives have established the Brian and Catherine Harvey Family Memorial Endowment at the Community Foundation, with all contributions benefiting music, visual art, and performing arts in the Richmond community. You have the power to turn tragedy into triumph. Call 330-7400 or go to tcfrichmond.org.
Some get stoned, some get strange. Sooner or later it all gets real. Walk on, walk on, walk on, walk on, walk on. I remember the good old days. Stayed up all night, acting crazed. And the money was not so good. But we still did the best we could. Ooh, baby, that's hard to change. I can't tell them how to feel. Some get stoned, some get strange. Sooner or later it all gets real. Walk on, walk on, walk on, walk on, I walk on. people been talking me down. Bring up my name and pass it round. They don't mention the happy times. They do their thing and I'll do mine. Ooh, baby, that's hard to change. I can't tell them how to feel. Some get stoned, some get strange. Sooner or later, it all gets real. Walk on, walk on, walk on, walk on. Sleep all night, play all day. Sleep all night, play all day. Sleep all night and I play all day. I get it up and I'm falling down. If you're gonna sit and act that way, sleep all night and I play all day. Sleep all night and I play all day. Sleep all night and I play all day. Sleep all day. Our medley of the 70s greatest hits. We want to thank you all for joining us today. Next week, Golden Year 1976. I'm Casey Kasem. Keep reaching for the stars.
Yeah. All right, Gutterball off of the... I never even knew it existed. The Motorcycle Boy EP. Tell me about that, Armistead.
It was one of my study guides when I was asked to join the band. So Brian gave me that and their album, their first album. It was great joining these guys because I'm from Richmond, but I was living in Athens at the time, which I still have a place there. But when Brian called, it was like, all right, you know. I'd love to go to Europe, and but I would have liked to made that Black Crowes tour that they did when Bob was playing with them. But anyway, what you're about to hear, we had a couple of great tours in Europe, and it was so fun. But at the same time, Steve Wynn was working on this album, Fluorescent. Did you ever hear that album? It's really pretty.
I think I have once.
Is it Victoria Williams? Who was the singer, remember, back in the...
Well, she married Mark Olson from Jayhawks. Is right. Her, Victoria
right.
Williams?
She right? sings on that.
Kind of has a little girly voice.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it's really a delicate, soft album with acoustic guitars and real pretty songs. Well, after the Gutterball thing, Steve was like, well, why don't I just hire... me and Brian and Johnny to go on tour, and Invisible Jewel had come out, so House of Freaks was like offense and defense. It was like House of Freaks was on this tour too, doing a set, and then, you know, then we all played. Well, it was a really long tour, and it was fun, but it wasn't Gutterball, and Steven wasn't there, but, you know, there was some really great shows, and one of them was in Madrid. And I have a vinyl of this show. It was 1994, and it's the Steve Wynn Quartet. I'm looking at the cover now. And Steve had this song, Collision Course, from Fluorescent, which was real delicate. But somewhere along the way, because of Gutterball, it got really rocked up. So this version of Collision Course is nothing like Fluorescent. But the stuff that Brian plays on, it's really great. His picking is exceptional, and he comes up with these great hooks that have nothing to do with Steve's version on Fluorescent, but all the, you know, we'd always talk about that song up till, you know, last year at practice. Sometimes we'd rip into this song, and but anyway, this is Collision Course.
All right, here we go, Collision Course.
Cause I don't wanna talk to anyone, and I'll wait for you.